Here's a key. Schedule time to be alone. What gets scheduled gets done. If you watch this video and you think, I need to do that someday, you're not gonna do it. See, if it's not on paper, it's a vapor. Hey, I'm Terry Savelle Foy, your cheerleader of dreams. I wanna talk to you today about the impact solitude has on your success. And I'm gonna share some inspiring stories of successful people who beat the odds. But before I get into this, I wanna invite all of you ladies to my annual Icing Dallas Conference. It's September 1st and 2nd here in Dallas, Texas, and I'm so excited. First of all, of course, I love cake, but everything is big in Texas, so get ready. I'm gonna show you how to go after your big dreams. Whether it's a big dream of paying off your debts, losing weight, buying your dream house, starting your ministry, or advancing in your career, we're gonna take our stand and go for something grand. So just click the link in the description to get your ticket to Icing Dallas and make it a girl's weekend to invest in your dreams. Okay, back to our topic on from solitude to success. I read a story earlier this year about a guy named Mark who had plenty of time alone to think about his dreams, his future, where he wanted his life to go. So he boarded a flight, a 5,000 mile flight from London's Heathrow Airport to Los Angeles. I just did that a couple months ago. Mark had no job lined up, no place to live, only a few hundred bucks to his name, and it was a one-way ticket. How could he possibly achieve success in a new country he'd never even been to? But on that flight, Mark decided to just grab a journal and a pen and write his own story and get really, really serious about success. Well, Mark's friend Nick met him at the airport and brought good news. A wealthy Beverly Hills family was looking for a nanny. So Mark got an interview with that family that night, and even though he had no experience as a nanny, and male nannies were unusual in Los Angeles, he delivered a pitch they couldn't resist. He told them that having a former British paratrooper in the house was guaranteed security. He said it's like hiring a nanny and a bodyguard at the same time. Well, long story short, that British paratrooper turned full-time babysitter was television producer Mark Burnett. His first job in America was unloading a dishwasher, tutoring kids, and making school drop-offs. Here's what I want you to see. In his 2 years as a nanny, Mark Burnett could have felt like a failure. His dream to come to America was not to help raise someone else's kids or go down in history as the best babysitter in Beverly Hills. But instead of dreading that season, he embraced the solitude, the silent years, you could call it. And he studied the habits of the wealthy and successful. Did you hear that? I'm gonna repeat it. Instead of dreading that season of his life behind the scenes, he embraced the solitude and he studied the habits of wealthy and successful people. In fact, he began to truly embrace that his life was just like a blank slate and that he was the author, the one in charge of how his story goes. In fact, I love how Harley Davidson said, when writing the story of your life, don't let anyone else hold the pen. Mark Burnett went from being a Beverly Hills nanny to a guy buying t-shirts for $2 and selling them for $18 on Venice Beach, to pitching his idea for a show called Survivor to Hollywood executives, and today he's one of the wealthiest men in America. Don't ever rush through the silent years when God is preparing you, grooming you, and getting you ready for where he wants to take you. You know, I found out that successful people spend time alone. They not only do it, but they schedule it. They seek it. They protect it. Why? Because that's where they get strength. They get ideas, which got my giant flashbulb here, or light bulb. This is where you get ideas. You get direction, wisdom, courage to move forward no matter what life throws at you. In fact, let me tell you real quick before I share a couple more incredible stories to build your faith. I want to help you discover your dreams, go after your dreams, and keep your dream alive no matter how impossible it seems. And the best way I can do that is with my resources. So you're going to love the offer this week. If you don't want to wait until the end, people always ask me, you know, do you have the online vision board course at the special price? And it's here again this week. People email, they message on social media asking about the $8 vision board course. You know, I'm a cheerleader of dreams. So the vision board course, how long will it be $8 instead of $97? Well, this week you can get the entire online vision board course for $8 again. So just click the link in the description and you can access the entire 6 training videos. You're gonna get the ebook, the e-workbook, Dream It, Pin It, Live It. All of this for only $8. And I can't wait to get your story. Okay, I wanted to mention that, but you're gonna wanna hear this. I heard a story about a young girl named Eileen who had big dreams of being a singer. However, she experienced great tragedy in her life. Her parents divorced when she was only 2 years old and she hardly ever saw her father. Well, her stepdad was violent with her mother, and many times she said they were just left without food, ended up living in a homeless shelter in Toronto, Canada. Well, in order to make extra money, Eileen started singing in bars at only 8 years old. She said she remembers her mom waking her up in the middle of the night to get up and go perform. And she hated being in that environment. She said just surrounded by drunks. But she said singing was the one thing that brought her so much joy. So she had these huge dreams of singing to thousands and even millions one day. But when she was in her early 20s and finally ready to pursue this dream of moving from Canada to Nashville, Tennessee, to start this professional career, suddenly her mother and stepdad were killed in a head-on car accident. Well, everything changed in an instant. This is a true story. Well, Eileen chose to put her career completely on hold to step in and take care of her 3 younger siblings. So think about that. At 21 years old, she became the sole provider for the family. She made a living by singing in a local resort until they were old enough to take care of themselves. During those silent years, when it appeared nobody cared about her, her potential, her future, she used that time of solitude to keep her dream alive. I mean, years are going by, but Eileen knew when the time was right, she's gonna go after her dream. It wasn't until her youngest brother graduated from high school that she felt it was time to pursue her dream and go straight to Nashville. Well, once she got there, she changed her name from Eileen Twain to Shania Twain and became one of the highest paid singers in America. She's won 187 awards so far. I want you to know that God uses the silent years when it appears nothing's happening. I'm telling you, you're being groomed, you're being prepared in silence, in private, for where God wants to take you in public. Your story is going to inspire somebody to not give up on their dream. You know, I found out that Romans 8:28 says God works all things together for your good. All the years that looked like they were wasted were not wasted. In fact, Joel 2:25 says that God restores the years. I'm pretty sure Eileen Twain, Shania Twain, made up for all those years she raised her siblings by winning nearly 200 awards. You know, I can't help but think about my dad. The night he surrendered his heart to the Lord, he says he was in debt up to his eyeballs, his marriage was hanging on by a thread, his business was in debt, and he just felt like a failure. But one night at his paint and body shop in Shreveport, Louisiana, he was in the garage alone. And in solitude, with nobody around, he cried out to God. And he said, God, I surrender my life to you. I want you in my life. I need you in my life. But he said, Lord, I'm a failure. I'm a nobody. He said, what would you even want with me? And for the first time in his life, he heard the Lord speak these words. He said, don't worry about it, son. I am a master at making champions out of nobodies. And from that moment in solitude, my dad became a success. He's written nearly 100 books, has offices all over the world, inspired millions to become the champion God called them to be. You know, Thomas Edison, the founder of the light bulb, he said, my best thinking has been done in solitude. Think about that. Here's a key. Schedule time to be alone. What gets scheduled gets done. If you watch this video and you think, I need to do that someday, you're not gonna do it. See, if it's not on paper, it's a vapor. For me, it's as soon as I get back from the gym, I go into my study, my home office, and I sit quietly with my journal, even if it's only 10 minutes of solitude, do it. My dad taught me years ago, always take two things into your private time with God. Take a journal and take a pen. Now, I'll explain all this in your vision board course that I'm offering this week, so don't get overwhelmed. But I began to learn to write my thoughts, my ideas, my dreams. It's in your alone time that you're going to discover your dreams, your goals, and what you want to do with the rest of your life. So I'm telling you today, don't avoid solitude, schedule it. It's the key to your success. So be sure to get your online vision board course this week for only $8, not $97. It's only $8 again this week. So just click the link in the description and have fun making your own vision board for yourself, for your family, for your finances. And before we go, would you help me out real quick and subscribe to our channel? That is the biggest little boost of encouragement that you can give me and my team to just keep going. So would you take 1 second, push the play button before we go, and let me tell you how much I truly appreciate that. And don't forget, I'll be cheering you on to live your dreams.